There you go. Her name is Judith Zaffirini. She is a state senator, Democrat from Laredo, and said yesterday in Austin that public university boards of regents merit close watch for up to the next 6 years. She's not just a state senator. She is, in fact, the chairperson of the Senate Higher Education Committee. They pretty much have this thing called the Joint Oversight Committee on Higher Education, along with a state rep from Dallas. The joint panel will conduct lengthy and thorough examinations of governance, policymaking, and other matters, she said. The first report is due out in January of 2013. The senator said she expects the spotlight to remain on these governing boards, especially that of the University of Texas system, for 4 to 6 years. That would be long enough to include Governor Rick Perry's current term in office and the term of some of his recent appointees to the UT board. She says that the governor's efforts to reshape higher education have produced a controversy with considerable staying power. Draw that line in the carpet with her high heel, saying we will have a look at this. See what's going to happen. So, boys, I know that y'all probably didn't make the wedding, but you could have gotten an invitation there to Tony Romo's wedding.
Yeah.
You know, he married Candace Crawford, who's a TV girl.
Yeah. Right. It was a bad day for me. I couldn't. Yeah.
Why? Oh, you couldn't be there?
He was out of pocket. It's conflict, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
And Tony wouldn't change.
I mean, do you think that the sports guy at that TV station where she works says, hey, any insight, you know, anything you can tell me? Because, you know, Candace, I guess she's working for a little while. She doesn't have to now, I reckon, huh? If you didn't, if you haven't looked at the gift registry yet, I know, and you've got to get a gift, so we have a note of some of the things.
I think they were walking around Target with that little wireless gun.
Well, apparently, they got a hold of their gift registry.
Yeah.
They requested 2 cupcake stands and French fry holders. What is a French fry holder? Do we know?
A hand.
That's what I thought.
A little cardboard container. Yeah. A heart-shaped waffle iron. And they asked for not one, but 2 different size gravy boats.
As best I can tell, a French fry holder.
Yeah.
Would be for the, it looks to be conical shaped, shall we say?
Sure, okay.
And you would take a paper, like, you know, sometimes I think they use coffee filters. Or
we were at a restauratorium earlier this week and saw, I guess that's what they were delivering.
And you drop the fries in the paper conveyance and then put the paper conveyance inside the metallic mesh conical shaped. And in fact, I see one right here that's quite fancy schmancy. It's only $11 because on either side of the conveyance are receptacles for the condiment of your choice.
Well, there you are. So, mayonnaise on one side, ketchup on the other.
And apparently that's what they have in the picture here.
There you are. Now, if you want to go ahead and go upscale.
Yeah,
they've asked for one of those $650 Dyson vacuum cleaners, and they also want a garment steamer that's a little more budget friendly at $215. I'm going to just guess they probably have people who steam their clothes. I don't think they do that themselves.
I don't picture Tony Romo getting up on game day and having to press an undershirt or something like that.
Probably not going to happen. Okay, I say budget airline. You say
Southwest.
Wrong. Mm. Yeah, I know.
No?
Not anymore.
No, really?
Apparently not. A matter of fact, they have some last-minute fares now that are more than $1,000. And, in fact, some non-refundable fares that are over $900. To give you an idea, the average ticket price in 2001, so 10 years ago, was $83. Now, it's $130. And... You
just thought your bags were flying for free.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that, of course, they, and we got a little story on that, too, in a minute. But as an example, from Phoenix to Los Angeles round trip on U.S. Airways, American, and Delta, they all offered seats for $144. For Southwest, it was $169. Newark Liberty to Houston, Continental's got seats for $412. The cheapest one on Southwest is $486. So they have done a wonderful job of continuing that vision that they are, in fact, a budget airline. But some of the other biggies are kind of beating them now. And with that in mind, how about paying a little more for those bags to go on your airplanes? New report is that airlines cashing in on those extra fees. The report by two airline consulting companies says the world's biggest airlines collected over $21 billion in passenger fees in 2010. That's double the amount they had just 3 years ago. Both United, Continental, and Delta raising their luggage fees. From now on, a second bag is $60.
Wow.
And you have to check it in online to get that price.
And to be fair, you know, because I was, you know, throwing barbs at Southwest.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're still going to pay those fees if you get the lower airfare, so your final cost is likely to be higher.
Certainly. It may be factored in there. A little-known punk rock band in Colorado has been asked to change their name. USA Today says the members of Elway got a letter for an attorney representing John Elway. John is now the vice president of the Denver Broncos. And while the letter is not an official cease and desist, the team has been, well, strongly urged to go ahead and change their name just so that there won't be any problems down the road. So they're looking into that. But that brings up an interesting point that back in 1990, a Seattle band named itself Mookie Blaylock.
Oh.
After the NBA star of the mm-hmm. same name, and he was still an active player. They were forced to change their name. They settled on Pearl Jam.
Huh.